It's the Go Green Mill Coaches Show, live from the Green Mill.
WMIA, SmackDown, Translator W300BP, Grand Rapids,
92.1 and 107.9, The River.
Beaver Radio Network.
It's the Go Green Mill Coaches Show on WMIS-FM, The River.
Nate Arntz comes in on his back.
It's the Go Green Mill Coaches Show. Get the latest info from BSU Athletics, from the players, coaches, and teams. From the shores of Lake Bemidji, now let's head to the Go Green headquarters for the Go Green Mill Coaches Show on WMIS-FM, The River.
Good evening and welcome to the Green Mill, Go Green Mill Coaches Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. No Miss tonight, he is under the weather this evening, so that's the two Schultzes and our guest tonight, Jim Scanlon.
I like that, two Schultzes. Two Schultzes is greater than one Miss. Sorry,
hopefully
Miss.
He's not listening.
I like it. Head women's hockey coach at Bemidji State, Jim Scanlon, our guest tonight. A week ago, in the past, you guys were playing, which still boggles my brain that on September the 20th, you guys were playing hockey.
I know. Yeah, it was definitely a little bit different as far as our schedule goes, but it was a lot of fun, to be honest with you, to be able to step out on the ice in a game situation like that. I think it's going to make a big difference Friday night. I really do.
I don't know how many times Kel and I have been asked, the Korean national team? How did this happen?
Well, obviously it's an Olympic year, with the Olympics being played in February. So certainly there are countries that will reach out and ask to play against collegiate teams if it works in their schedule. And I know the coach for the Korean team, the Murray, was a friend of Amber's, and Shane knows her, and she reached out pretty early asking if we'd be interested in playing. And then Peter Urlander, the assistant coach over at North Dakota, was saying, you might want to play Russia. They're a far better team. And we don't know about the schedules. Korea has reached out to us. There's a connection there, a relationship there with their coaching staff. And we knew we were going to have a pretty young team to be anyway, so we thought, well, let's get that on the schedule. And because it's an Olympic year, you can actually play more than one time. You can get in a game that would be an exempt. Because, Hockey Canada or Team USA will not play collegiate teams. You will not see them playing against a college team. So, an opportunity to play. And, again, they came up and actually shared some of the expenses, which is always a positive. And great opportunity to get a game. And had no idea what kind of team they were going to have. I know one of the players was a teammate of Claire DeGeorge and Mac Lange. She's at Shattuck. She had committed to Yale. She would have been a senior, but she's being centralized by the Korean national program, so she's taking the year off. And they had some other former collegiate players on their roster. I'm not sure how many of those players will be on the Olympic team, but, again, it was just an opportunity to play a game against somebody else, and we took advantage of it.
Well, I know.
Sorry. How long have they been playing hockey in South Korea?
No idea. No idea whether or not they've if they participate. They were not in the A pool, obviously, but being the host team, they're going to be in the Olympics, and obviously they're trying to improve their overall talent level and get ready for the Olympics. So, kudos to them to go out and schedule these games against as many college teams as they can. I know they played us, Wisconsin before us, and they went to St. Cloud, and they went to Minnesota. Then Ohio State, and I know they're going to play Mankato right about the new year, right about that time. So playing just about everybody in our league, and hopefully that'll help them when the Olympics roll around.
Well, you're going to say it. I'm going to say I hope it doesn't.
Doesn't
go,
help
go
them?
Team USA.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, unless there's a major upset, you're going to see Canada and U.S. playing in the gold medal game, which, there's certainly nothing wrong with that because they're great programs. There's great talent. We've certainly seen a lot of those players on both Canada and USA play in this league, so we know how talented they are. But obviously an opportunity to grow the game and promote women's hockey and just for our players a chance to play against a different country, and certainly something they'll always remember.
Well, I know going into that game, they were ranked number 22 in the country, Team Korea was, And Marissa Brandt, who happens to be Hannah Brandt's adopted sister, who went to Gustavus to play her D3 career, she was on that team, but she went back to her native, her birth name.
Right.
Yep. I noticed her on the ice. There were a couple players on Team Korea that were noticeable.
Yeah. There are some players that moved around pretty well. Obviously, you saw some skill in the shootout portion of it. I know, I'm not sure if it was this particular team, but they played Sweden and lost only 4-1, I think. And Switzerland with our friend Stalder on it from Duluth, they only beat them 2-1.
Wow.
So again, not sure if it was this particular team that we saw, a combination of it. To us, it didn't matter. It was an opportunity to play a game against somebody in a different sweater and an opportunity for particularly our young players to get out under the bright lights and play in a game. And from that standpoint, I think it was real positive.
So you've got 9 freshmen on the squad this year. I've got them all memorized.
Good
finally.
For you.
Yeah, I know.
I'm still working on it. No.
I've had people quizzing me around the office. What was the decision made to redshirt Abby Ecker this year? She's the young lady at a Long Prairie Great Eagle High School.
You know, every situation is certainly different. Just obviously the lineup that we have. And she wasn't the only one we talked to about it, just because, realistically, how many games will you play? And I don't want to use the term wasted, but if you're only going to play a couple of games, are you better off practicing the entire year, developing your game, and then you have 4 more years? And, truth be told, I wish we would have done the same thing with Heather Olson. Again, looking at how many games she played last year and looking at where she is today, it's incredible. I mean, she's a completely different player. Having spent the entire offseason working out with Mike and her teammates here in Bemidji, she's walking around our facility with a swagger we never saw last year, and it's showing on the ice. Mm-hmm. Abby's case, obviously, Prairie Center is not a hockey hotbed. Long Prairie Gray Eagles not known for developing a lot of hockey players, but she's a tremendous athlete. She went to state in tennis,
mm-hmm.
went to state in track, finished 8th or 9th in the state in high jump, ran on a 4x200-meter relay team that finished high. I mean, this is a young lady who's a very, very good athlete who's never focused on hockey alone or any sport alone. And certainly, not having the exposure that some of her other teammates had, coming from the programs that some of them had. And we've seen tremendous amount of growth in just the time she's been here. And what I like to see is she follows Mac Lange and Claire DeGeorge on a lot. She's on the ice early. She's staying out late. She's working on her game. It's going to be exciting to see where she takes her game from here to the end of the year, and then that's going to give us a pretty good hockey player for the next 4 years.
Jim, since you first stepped foot back here at Bemidji State to coach, how much have you noticed that the players have bought into your culture, your program, the way you coach, the way they play? Obviously, you mentioned Heather Olson and how much she's grown in just 1 year. Are you seeing that a lot from most of your players?
Oh, absolutely. I look back at our current senior class. I mean, they were freshmen my first year, so certainly a special group to me because they've been with me all four. And to see where they're at today compared to when they were freshmen, it's incredible. I mean, and all of them are their own unique stories. But Bailey Wright's a great example. She transferred here from Duluth, so I had to sit out that first year. And to see where she's at now compared to her first year, it's tremendous. And it's all obviously we hope they're getting better as players, but to see that growth and that maturity as a person. And Bailey came in did not have the greatest grade point coming in her first year, but she has been on the dean's list now and been a WCHA all academic performer the last 3 years, and that's a credit to her and just how hard she's worked. And to see that growth in that part of her life is tremendous.
You mentioned being an athlete and a multi-sport athlete. In the world of college football right now, they're recruiting people to play the position of athlete, which boggles my brain. It means the coach doesn't know where they're going to play, but they're such a good athlete, they're going to find a spot for him. You can be a great athlete and be a good football player. You can be a great athlete, but that doesn't mean you can skate. Where is the game right now? Where is your team right now just in sheer skating ability? Because it does make or break a team.
Oh, absolutely. I don't have the same track record longevity as Amber or Shane. Shane's on his 11th year. Amber's on her 7th. And But in my 4 years, this is certainly the overall the best skating team we've had. And we've certainly had some great skaters. I mean, Steph Anderson leaps out to me as someone that just always just jumped out at you. But every one of our lines, doesn't matter who's playing, I mean, they can all get up and down the ice. Our defensemen, all eight of them move, and their agility is as a group is better than any group we've had before. So from that standpoint, it's really, really exciting because I think this is the best skating team that I've had here in my 4 years.
You've been with men's programs, boys' programs, girls' programs, now women's programs. Overall, is skating taught enough?
Well, I think, you know, certain areas of the country, certain programs, you know, have access to some pretty good skating coaches. But I still think it goes back to those players that spend a lot of time on their own, whether it's an outdoor rink, a backyard rink, whatever. Those are the players because it's those little instincts. It's all that pond hockey stuff that they played. That's reflected on the ice because, you know, so many times you'll get a player it's almost like they're a camp robot. They've gone to camps and they play the same way all the time. But it takes that little extra stuff to get those little nuances of the game, those little skills that you can't teach a player, that they just have it. And you know, I mean, I think we have a very, very good skating team, and you know, that's something we certainly recruit. You know, we're going to try to get the best skating. You know, obviously we want all around good players and good people, but skating is definitely a premium, especially in this league. I mean, you know who we're going against on a weekly basis, and mm-hmm. and you've got to be able to get up and down the ice, because if you don't have that speed, you don't have the agility, it's going to get magnified and picked on pretty quickly.
Well, not only that, not just the skating, but you also need the strength, the stamina, and that's come a long way since before you were here, and when you first came here, when Gary took all these athletic programs at BSU and started working with them in strength and conditioning, and now Mike is taking over the helm. How much have you noticed the strength of your team becoming a big thing?
Oh, absolutely. That is so, so important. I'm glad you brought that up, because without their, you know, the work they do, there's no way that, you know, we can compete at the level that we compete at and have any kind of success. I mean, those guys do a tremendous, tremendous job. Gary started it, like you said. Mike has just picked up. Corey Anderson's now helping him out. But it's, you know, our players love those guys. They spend a lot of time with them. And great energy. I mean, just today now, we're here, it's a Wednesday, middle of the week, and you know, just the energy that's going on in that weight room is fun to see. And Mike, he comments about it all the time. It's a great group. They work extremely hard, and there's no question that is going to help us on the ice. And I think it showed in a big way against the Korean national team, is there was no way they could match up with us strength-wise, and it was reflective in how the game played out.
Well, not only that, but your players are coming here in the summer to be together, to work with your strength and conditioning coaches. That's got to make you feel good knowing your team is that dedicated, even in the off season.
Oh, absolutely. And it was fun to see as the six players that were here the majority of the summer. We had up to 10 to 12 at different times that were here, but, you know, players would go home, and I certainly get that. I'm not one that's going to mandate you stay here in the summer. We encourage it, but obviously I totally get going home for the summer thing too, but the six athletes that stayed here, every one of them, you know, we do a series of tests and, of course, keep records on all of it. And all six of them improved on every score, strength or conditioning-wise. They all set PRs in all of the events. And that's obviously telling in the fact that they worked daily with Mike. And that hands-on is far, you know, not the players back home aren't working out, because they are. And it was reflective in what they did in their testing. But it's still not the same as having Mike and Corey working with them on a daily basis.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I think, what was it, last year, Kiki Radke blew everybody out of the water,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Who was it on your freshman squad this year coming in that was the standout?
Well, we had a number of them. Kara Wirth actually finished second in our Ironman. Kiki won it again. Kara finished second. Haley Mack was third. All of them were very, very impressive. You know, Abby Ecker, like I said, great athlete. She did very well in like our 300 shuttle and some of the sprinting events. Clara DeGeorge was really, really impressive, because, you know, last year Kiki set a new or Haley set the new record in the 2 mile, but she ran in a different group than Kiki Radke did, so they weren't together. And Haley had a rabbit, because one of the men's players that could not work out with the men he worked out with us, and he ran a 2 mile with us. So he was he was the rabbit, and Haley was chasing him. And Kiki didn't have that. So they were together this year, and they were neck and neck for the entire race. And Kiki edged Haley at the very end to win. She ran a 13.08.
Wow.
And Haley a 13.09, which both obviously set the new record because the record was 13.20-something.
Wow.
Excuse me.
That is impressive.
Anyway, then Claire George runs the next group by herself, runs a 13 flat.
Wow.
And you've seen Claire. Yeah. I mean, she's, you know,
6 feet
she's
tall.
And she's done a great job also in a lot of the strength testing. Mm-hmm. So as a group, the freshmen have been really impressive, not just in the weight room, but on the ice especially. They've all looked really, really good, and it's making our job extremely difficult to determine who's playing. And the exciting thing is I think I can play all 14 with whoever, and it's going to work. It's going to be fine. It's not like, you know, first, second, third, fourth line, and these players are fifth line extras. I could put either the two players that don't play Friday, I could put them in the lineup anywhere, and I think they'd be just fine. That's exciting. Mm.
Jim Scanlon, our guest tonight, head women's hockey coach at Bemidji State. They will open up the season for real this weekend against Syracuse. Last Wednesday at the exhibition game with the Korean national team, Beavers celebrating their 20th year of existence this year. We'll talk about that when we return the Go Green Mill Coaches Show. Don't forget the weekly Wednesday night special here during the show is a Stittsworth Brat and a pint for just $7.99. Stop by and get one or two for yourself tonight. It's the Go Green Mill Coaches Show here on the Beaver Radio Network.
It's the Go Green Mill Coaches Show, live from the Green Mill on WMIS-FM 92.1 The River.
Ice Castle Fish Houses are the leader in camping on the ice. And Corner Sports has many to choose from. Come into Corner Sports and check out all the models in stock. They offer great financing and customer service that will keep you camping and fishing all year long. So hurry into Corner Sports for a great deal on a new Ice Castle Fish House. Corner Sports, 1.5 miles north of the airport in Bemidji. See them on the web, cornersports.us.
An athlete living in your home. You know you need a good fridge to hold all the food, a microwave to heat it up quick, a dishwasher to stash the dishes, and most important, a heavy-duty washer and dryer to wash those not-so-pleasant smelling jerseys. Hi, this is Becky from Benusa. Come see why Benusa does it better. Benusa Appliance Sales and Service, now located just behind Sanford Walk-In Clinic on Minn Kota Avenue.
You're gonna love getting used to Benusa.
Hi, Dan the Chevy Man here from Donlinger GM in Bemidji. You want tough trucks? We've got them. How about the Chevy Silverado half ton, three quarter ton, and one ton? How about the GMC Sierra half ton, three quarter ton, and one ton? And if that's not enough, how about the Chevy Colorado or GMC Canyon, the hottest midsize trucks on the market? So if you're thinking trucks, look no further than Donlinger GM, home of the tough trucks. Check us out online at DonlingerBemidji.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Holding, number 79, defense, first down. I'm also holding a party tonight.
Great call by the official. Looks like we've got another flag on the field.
Holding, a Pepsi. Necessary refreshment.
Hey, Ted. Bring some of that Pepsi to my party.
Pepsi and the NFL. Welcome to the Fun Doesn't End Zone.
The Taco Blitz at Taco John's is your ticket to the year's biggest football game and other super prizes. Team a crispy or soft shell taco with one of four burritos, plus your choice of 20-ounce fountain beverage. But wait, it gets bigger, because with each Taco Blitz, you get a chance to win awesome prizes, like gift cards and two tickets to the big game in Minneapolis on February 4th. Get the Taco Blitz. Crush hunger. Win big. For a limited time, only at Taco John's.
You can see a neighbor for years without really knowing them. So allow us to reintroduce ourselves. We are a local business. We are owned by our employees. And this year, we're celebrating serving this great neighborhood for 120 years. You might say we're woven into the fabric of Bemidji, like a warm, comfortable blanket. First National Bank Bemidji, a partnership for generations. Member FDIC.
Back to the Go Green Mill Coaches Show.
Welcome back to the Green Mill and the Go Green Mill Coaches Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. I'm going to admit to the listeners that we are going to do some experimenting here in hour number two of the show. We're still going to be here at the Green Mill for 2 hours each Wednesday night, 6 till 8.
Mm-hmm.
First hour, we'll have a coach as a guest and an athlete. By the way, Alexis Joyce will be the guest here about 6:45 tonight. As soon as we get done harassing the athlete, because that's what we do best, on the radio, we will play a song or two. And while we're doing that on the radio, we will be here giving away door prizes.
Yeah.
You need to be here in order to win those door prizes.
And if you want to go see the Doobie Brothers on Friday night at Norsk Fest in Minot, we got
lots of tickets.
Stop on by.
So while
tonight
the giveaways are going on the radio, you might be listening to a song. Then we're going to come back and chat a little Beaver football and then have some more door prizes and such. So the second hour will be a...
If you don't want to go to the Doobie Brother concert, go to the hockey game.
I was going to say, if you don't want to drive to Minot.
Yeah. Jim Scanlon, the head coach of the BSU women's hockey team, our guest tonight. Open up the 20th season of Beaver women's hockey this Friday night, hosting Syracuse.
Schultz, I just want to say real quick, I thought it was a great crowd last Wednesday. I thought it was a really, really well-attended game, and it was exciting to see that. And it was fun. The players were mentioning it. So
20th of September, people have an itch for hockey.
Yep.
I guess. But, yeah, you're right. That was probably one of the biggest crowds I've seen in a long time.
Well, it's been a long time since either of you two have been in a rink. Been a while since the season ended.
I know.
That's true, yep.
20 years of women's hockey here at BSU, Jim.
Yeah, that's
pretty
cool.
Back 20 years ago, boy, we were all a lot younger for starters.
Yes, we were.
Wow.
The easy question is, do you ever imagine you'd be here? But obviously,
20 years ago, no.
Nobody knows.
Absolutely not, yeah.
Where has the women's game come in those 20 years?
Oh, I think it's come leaps and bounds, leaps and bounds. It just... we had Geelin Hache here this last week. She was awarded the Young Alumni Award from the foundation, and she was just commenting on looking at our players and watching them. She said it's just unbelievable where they're at compared to when she was here, in the early 2000s. No question, the skill level, the speed, all of the things has just gotten better and better. And that's a credit to the not just the players but the coaching around the country. It's just gotten better, and it'll keep getting better.
Does Amber still have a scoring record?
Mm-hmm. She does, yep.
How has that thing withstood all these years?
Well, she was an outstanding player, obviously, in her time and racked up a lot of points, although she'll tell you right now that she'd never been able to do it in today's game, but still, she put up over 100 points, and she still, practice. We have the 14 forwards. So that means we're always one short in line drills, and she jumps right in and does not look out of place. So she's still got it.
Well, and I know Lisa Peters, I believe, still holds the record for the defensive side for most points scored by a defenseman. And she was just here a couple of years ago.
Although Eve might have gotten close to that. I'm not sure.
Eve and I did get close to that. Let's see if I just printed out all the fabulous notes that Tyler put together for this weekend, and they do have the records in here. Let's see. So Amber holds the individual career record for 122 points. Steph Anderson holds the game-winning goals with 9. Amber with 59 goals overall. Power play goals was Aaron Cody, now Aaron Reed. Let's see, defensemen. Yeah, Lisa Peters still owns that. Goals and assists by a defenseman.
Okay.
Points, 96.
That's impressive.
That's impressive, yeah.
That was from 1999 to 03. Even a finish with 61 points, Alexis Joyce is right on her tail with 58.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I would think probably one area, obviously, just team defense, goaltending has really, really improved. And obviously, today's game, it's definitely a challenge to score, as you guys both know very, very well. So, who knows if we'll ever. I mean, Aaron Cody, I think, was the last 20 goal scorer we had, and Bergie got 16 last year. But again, in my time, that's the closest anybody's gotten to 20 goals in a year for us.
All right, a lot of good things have happened in those 20 years.
Unfortunately, one bad thing happened this past offseason with North Dakota announcing that they were no longer going to have a women's program. Was there any writing on the wall?
You know, I know Brad Schlossman really well, so he was just kind of keeping me informed. Just that he was hearing it wasn't good. And there was a time earlier where apparently there was talk, but I don't know if that was in the spring when they eliminated baseball and golf. But this one, the tea leaves, if you want to call them that, it just didn't look good. And as it got closer, he just kept saying, I don't have a good feeling on this. Still, when the word came down that it happened, it was still a bit of a shock. Even though you had a feeling something was going to happen, it's still, it's like, man, I just don't understand it, don't get it. How could an institution like the University of North Dakota and their history of the sport over there and that phenomenal facility, you know, you're only going to have one program. It was tough.
What was the offseason like from a league standpoint? Obviously, you need to restructure the playoffs. You need to fill open dates for every team now. You got to reshuffle your entire conference schedule. What was it like?
Yeah, you know, obviously the league office was busy. You know, after it initially happened, there was some hope that maybe you know, something would come around, somehow they'd have an opportunity to save it. But as it got more and more apparent that wasn't going to happen, obviously the league started looking at a 7-team schedule, and to you know, Katie Million's credit, she formed a committee to look at, you know, adding teams and what that would look like and how we would go about that. We got the guy that does our scheduling put together both an 8 and a 7-team schedule for 18-19, or, you know, this year. And actually this year everybody just took away the North Dakota dates and tried to fill in as best you could. Going forward, he put together a seven-team and an 8-team schedule. And, you know, obviously it was the financial part. You know, the pie was 8 ways, now it's 7. So that was a concern, and how that was going to work out and how we could maintain the same level in terms of our league and provide the things to make a positive quality student-athlete experience. You know, with only having 7 teams, and that's why Katie started that GoFundMe page, trying to generate some income. If we could utilize that to help with the final face-off and having a banquet and some of the things that we've had that may not be able to do anymore because of financial reasons, that's kind of why she started that.
How does the new 7-team schedule affect playoffs?
Well, the number one seed or whoever wins the regular season will have a bye.
Okay.
That first weekend, and then two will play 7, 3, 6, 4, and so then the final face-off, the final four they'll be the number one seed. The other three winners will advance. So, okay. You know, there's depending on that whichever team's schedule, if they have a bye the final weekend, they might wind up having 2 weeks of byes, which is something that everybody's concerned about. We were hoping to prevent that, where nobody would have a bye that final weekend of the year.
There are no good solutions, are there?
Not really. Not really. Yeah, you just got. I mean, obviously, you've got to. You know, you just got to. You know, obviously, the hope is we would once again have 8 teams. Whether that's another somebody from another conference joins us, or the better scenario would be a new program would start somewhere. You know, you hear things about certain institutions that the possibility of, and you know, that would be, rather than having a CHA team come and join us, because now that would drop them below the you know, that they're a 6-team conference now, they go to 5, they lose their automatic qualifier. But apparently they've said there are a number of schools that are playing out east that would take one of them and get back to 6. So I don't know, but logistically, I mean, you know, Lindenwood's the closest. You know, Penn State would be another Big Ten school, the resources, but, you know, for us, that's another flight, you know, going to Penn State every year. And I mean, you could bus to Lindenwood. We've done it.
It's a long bus trip.
You know, somebody like a University of Iowa forming a team would be a better scenario, or Nebraska or Omaha or any of the Michigan schools. But
I've always found it odd that none of the Michigan schools have women's
hockey.
Very odd.
Not have a single. There was one. There was a Division I program,
Wayne State.
But when they fold, there's not one program in the entire state of Michigan that and that's a quality. You know, there's a lot of good hockey players, women hockey players coming out of the state of Michigan. So
it's surprising.
I heard I have a friend connected with Northern Michigan that said their president actually has looked into the possibility of forming women's hockey at Northern Michigan.
Well, that'd be perfect
for us.
That'd
be an ideal school. But
I've done that trip before with the men's team.
It's just such a hardship financially to start.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Yeah.
I mean, it's a huge expense.
You need something like Penn State where they had a fairly large donor, helped kickstart the program.
Well, you look at Arizona State on the men's side. They had a large donor kick in. They still don't have a rink. They still don't have a conference.
Well, I think those two things go hand in hand. You know, they thought they had an agreement with the Coyotes and the city and forming a rink. Well, that thing went sideways, and that's a concern, I think, within the men's conferences, is that their facility is not conducive to a quality program in terms of the other leagues. So, I mean, at some point in time, the powers that be have got to look what's best for the game and realign all these conferences with the way they sit now. I mean, it's ridiculous that Bemidji sits here with North Dakota, St. Cloud, and Duluth, and they're not in our conference. But don't get me started.
Oh,
you got yourself started there, Jim.
Yeah. I know. It's maddening. It really is.
It is maddening.
Unfortunately, I just don't know if we're ever going to be able to put the toothpaste back in the tube.
Yeah. Well, it's up to the presidents. If the presidents quit letting the coaches decide and what's best for the institutions financially, then it'll get fixed.
Well, who knows? Maybe the whole NCAA basketball deal.
I know Rick
Pitino.
Yeah, I know our coach here on the men's side agrees with me. I mean, he's
Tom.
We're just our geographic footprint is tough.
Well, from the last year of the CHA to the first year of the WCHA, I was home 36 extra nights.
Yes.
36.
And I loved it.
They're student athletes yet.
Mm-hmm.
They are supposed to go to school. Don't you
I
think?
Agree.
Now, granted, they won't be 36 extra days in the classroom because they aren't going to leave on Friday like I did.
Right.
But still.
You know, our footprint is a great footprint on the women's side. You know, we're a bus league primarily, and that's pretty doggone convenient. We're back Saturday nights at a pretty decent hour just about every time we're on the road.
Except Wisconsin.
Yep. But you know what? That's
all
right.
Good.
Yep.
Jim Scanlon, our guest, will take a break, come back with more. Scanny, he's got the avocado burger.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Is that what I heard you order?
Looks pretty good.
Yeah, it's a bacon avocado or something.
I ordered the garlic lobster chicken.
Yeah.
Where the heck has that thing been my whole life?
I know. It's super good.
It's been on their menu forever from what I gather, but I have never seen it there. And, man, that was fantastic tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We're at the Green Mill. Go Green Mill. Coach's Show continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
You're listening to the Go Green Mill Coach's Show.
Green Mill presents Really, Really Deep Thoughts with Paul and John.
John, Mom always said, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. I say, when life gives you thick, juicy tomato sauce, real cheese, and piles of fresh ingredients, make a Green Mill deep dish style pizza and say, thanks, life.
Now that's some mouth-watering wisdom, Paul. Green Mill Deep Dish Pizza, inspiring deep thoughts for over 40 years.
Green Mill Pizza, Pasta, Beer and Wings,
and legendary Deep Dish Pizza.
We'll see you at the mill.
Holding, number 79, defense, first down. I'm also holding a party tonight.
Great call by the official. Looks like we've got another flag on the field.
Holding, a Pepsi. Necessary refreshment.
Hey, Ted, bring some of that Pepsi to my party.
Pepsi and the NFL. Welcome to the Fun Doesn't End Zone.
You're gonna love getting used to Venusa.
If you have an athlete living in your home, you know you need a good fridge to hold all the food, a microwave to heat it up quick, a dishwasher to stash the dishes, and most important, a heavy-duty washer and dryer to wash those not-so-pleasant-smelling jerseys. Hi, this is Becky from Venusa. Come see why Venusa does it better. Venusa Appliance Sales and Service, now located just behind Sanford Walk-In Clinic on Minn Kota Avenue.
You're gonna love getting used to Venusa.
I'm the neighbor with the orange tractor. I plant, grow, harvest, haul, and feed. Caring for the land is a responsibility we all share out here. For our families, for us all. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with zero down and 0% financing for up to 60 months. Now through September 30, 2017, see Acme Tools for details about costs and terms. See the full line of Kubota at Acme Tools, Highways 2 and 71 North, Bemidji.
This Friday night and all day Saturday, the Sanford Center becomes the home of the only stadium-style e-sporting event in the region. The second annual GigaZone Gaming Championship presented by Paul Bunyan Communications. Watch Northern Minnesota's best League of Legends teams compete for over $4,500 in cash and prizes. You can game too with open console and arcade games. Or get in on other tournaments, including Super Smash Bros., Mario Kart 8, Magic the Gathering, and more. The second annual GigaZone Gaming Championship presented by Paul Bunyan Communications. Get more info at GigaZoneGaming.com.
Shop at Marketplace Foods.
Here at Marketplace Foods, we are proud of our Angus Pride beef, and for good reason. Only the top 20% of choice Angus beef qualifies to be Angus Pride. Consistently well-marbled, tender, and sure to please, Angus Pride is without a doubt the city's finest. Expertly cut and trimmed by our staff, Marketplace is the place for beef. So when you want the best, stop in to Marketplace.
It's the Go Green Mill Coaches Show. Live from the Green Mill on WMIS-FM 92.1 The River.
Welcome back to the Green Mill. Go Green Mill Coaches Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Three games this weekend. Two across the... across the pond?
No, the lake.
Sanford Center, Syracuse comes to town Friday evening, Saturday afternoon, plus Beaver football on the road at Crookston. And women's hockey coach Jim Scanlon, our guest here tonight in Hour 1. Alexis Joyce will join us momentarily, senior defenseman for the Beavers. Jim, let's talk about your senior class and what they're going to mean to your potential success this season.
Well, like I said, they drive our culture. They're obviously the experience they have and having been, you know, Kelly talked about it before. They've been with me now for starting their fourth year, so they certainly are very familiar with how we try to do things. And all six of them are first and foremost just outstanding people. And they're just a pleasure to be around. They're great ambassadors for our program. That's, you know, like I'll always tell a recruit's family that I feel my players are our greatest ambassadors, and because, you know, we're always going to tell a recruit what they want to hear, but I want them to spend as much time with our players as they can, because they're gonna find out what it's really like from them. And then they're outstanding players, and AJ, like say, is 1 point behind Ivana, and she's been one of the top scoring defensemen in this league since her freshman year, and that's when you consider the league we're playing in and the quality of the talent that in, that says a lot. But, you know, her five teammates are the same. They've all played different roles. They've all had different roles throughout their career here. Again, great leaders, great role models for all of their younger teammates. And what's fun to see is how welcome they are. And, I see them interacting a lot with freshmen. And to me, that's what it's all about, just the relationships that they have. They're going to have, you know, four groups of teammates, and they're going to be lifelong friends. And those are the things they're going to remember when they're all done. But, you know, we're blessed to have them, and they're going to be a huge part of whatever our team does this year. And regardless of the results on the scoreboard, I think it's going to be a positive year because of the leadership they give us.
You've had to watch Aaron Dieters, your backup goaltender, to Brittany Mowat for the last couple of years, and now Aaron's getting her chance to prove herself. How hard have you seen her work?
Oh, she's working tremendously hard, and again, she had off-season surgery, and I give her a lot of credit. She's worked extremely hard to recover from that, and now to step on the ice, she said right away she could tell Lauren Bench was a different goalie. Obviously, Lauren worked extremely hard in the offseason herself, and Kerrigan has come in as a freshman, and she's battling. I mean, she's a very, very athletic young lady. She's quick, and so all of the goalies know that you know, every day is an opportunity to prove to us that they deserve to play. And it's just been the entire group has worked extremely hard every single day in practice, and it's been a lot of fun. So, but yeah, Dietz is she comes in, you know, Aaron's just a great person and just a wonderful personality and likes to have fun. She's got a smile on her face, and she certainly, you know, and hopefully all of the seniors are just going to enjoy this year to the fullest.
Erin is one of your captains. She's an associate captain. Mm-hmm. You got Summer Thibodeau and Emma Terrace as your two captains. What do they bring as far as leadership to this team?
Well, I think it's the type of people they are. You know, just you know, again, it's how you treat people. I think in this world, whether you're in athletics or not, I think it's just how you treat people. And you know, the old golden rule, treat others like you want to be treated. I think that's those two to a T. They're very approachable, obviously, and just again nice. You know, nice people that get along well with all their teammates, but I think the biggest thing about leadership is you got to lead by example, and that's, you know, you can say things, but if you're showing it to them on a daily basis, that's where all of our seniors excel, including AJ, is they work extremely hard, they come to practice focused, and you know, that's the big thing for our freshmen to see is how they go about preparing themselves for practice, and then how they go about, you know, working hard in practice. And those are the things that get passed on, you know, to each class. So, again, just a great group of seniors that will be great leaders.
Can you explain to me how the mind of a goalie works?
Probably not.
It's human nature to want to play.
Yep.
Only one goalie can do that.
Yep.
Erin Dieter said this week at Media Day, she goes, you know, Brittany Mote and I had a great relationship. In practice, we were competitors. During the game, we were teammates. And if she was playing, I wanted her to play the best she possibly could. That so goes against human nature. Why is that the case, though, for every goalie that has ever played the game to feel that way?
Well, you know, first of all, I think that's a great compliment to Erin, you know, to have that attitude. But, you know, I think it just comes with the position. I mean, obviously, you're working extremely hard, and it just comes with being a teammate. You know, I just think a goalie especially has got to be the ultimate team player, because, you know, that's a perfect example that if you have a goalie that's going to come and work extremely hard in practice and battle and do everything they can to keep the puck out, her teammates or his teammates are going to see that, and they're going to work extremely hard for him. On the other hand, if you have somebody in there that's pointing fingers and blaming his or her defenseman and is a prima donna, you know, somebody like, you know, AJ is going to say, you stop the puck and get out of the way of it. You know, I mean, that's human nature. So, you know, it's just to have that attitude to always put the team first. I mean, that just, again, I think obviously goalies at the highest level have learned that. I mean, they all want to play, no question. They're competitive. They want to do what they, but when they're not playing, you're always going to put the team first.
Every backup quarterback in the country thinks that they should be starting. Every one of them. There's been stories of Brett Favre who did not want to help Aaron Rodgers at all when Aaron Rodgers had just been drafted by the Packers because he was going to take his job.
Mm-hmm.
Goalies never do that. It boggles my brain how nice goalies are.
No, Schulte. You never played the game, you won't understand.
I'm sorry.
Good point, Schulte.
Sorry for growing up in L.A. before Wayne Gretzky got there.
Well, Coach, not only is your team leading by example on the ice, but also off the ice. Today, the American Hockey Coaches Association announced that 9 of your players, 3 former players, and 6 of your remaining players were named as All-American Scholars by the AHCA. So you've got Riley Fawcett, who's a senior this year, Abby Haluska, sophomore, also Jacqueline Casa, sophomore, Kiki Radke, a sophomore. Your two captains, Emma and Summer. Of course, former players Carly Essie, Madison Hutchinson, and Brittany Mowat. These people on your team are not just athletes, but they're students first, aren't they?
They are. And I think that goes for every one of them. Obviously, not these young ladies were recognized for their GPAs, but we have a group of young ladies who work extremely hard in the classroom. In my time here, I've always been really, really impressed with that. Never had an issue with a player in terms of eligibility. They're very conscientious. You've seen it on the road. How many of them are down studying in the lobby on a Thursday night when we get to a hotel and on bus trips? And again, just a reflection of them as people. But that's pretty neat to see that many have been recognized. And I can't imagine AJ was very far below that, because she's been an all academic WCHA all academic player since her sophomore year.
Now those players, a 3.6 GPA is what?
Pretty darn good.
That's hard to do both. Be good at school and at a sport. So.
Being an Olympic here, Jim, do you have any idea what the final standings will look like?
I don't. You know what? I mean, the previous 3 years, you could point to one team and say, yep, that team's going to be the team to beat. Certainly Wisconsin and Minnesota are going to get the favorite titles, you know, partly because of their history, but they still have good players, no doubt. I mean, even with the players they've lost due to centralization, they're going to put out very, very competitive lineups. But I think the entire league is closing that gap. You know, even if it wasn't a non-Olympic year, I think that gap's getting tighter. And now, because of that, I think, you know, everybody's excited to see what they can accomplish. I'm sure every program sitting here today has got the same thoughts in mind. You know what, we got a shot at this. You know, obviously having a good start's imperative, and once you get into league play, every point is always going to be really, really important. So it's going to be fun to see see how it all plays out. If somebody can go through the league with one or two losses, that's going to be pretty remarkable in league play.
Well, I know I heard a quote by Brad Frost maybe a week or 2 weeks ago, head coach of the Gophers, say that the parity in the league this year was going to be incredible. For him to say that says he's kind of probably worried that there is going to be that closed, probably won't be as easy for Minnesota to win as many games as they have in the past.
Well, you know, every team's different. I mean, you know, we're focused on us, and you know, we like love our group. We think we've got a great chance to do something pretty special, and we get to get started on Friday. So, you know, again, our goals are going to be to keep getting better every day. If we can get 1% better every single day, then by the end of the year, we're going to be a pretty doggone good hockey team. We'd love to be a top four team to get home ice in the playoffs, but you know what? Why not shoot for higher than that? You know, let's see if we can't do something this program's never done before to finish higher than we've ever done before, and let's shoot for the moon, because if you miss, you land amongst the stars, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Shoot for the barn door and you miss, you land in the cow poop.
Yeah.
So we want to shoot for the moon.
If I have counted correctly, 25 players on your roster, you're redshirting one, so that leaves 24. How many of those 24 will see the ice this weekend?
I would say 23 of them would be my guess.
What are you expecting out of Syracuse?
A good hockey team, very well coached. A little older this year than last year in terms of, you know, I think I mentioned in media day, all of the defensemen. I just looked at the lineup from our Saturday game last year, and all of their defensemen were underclassmen, no seniors. They've got an outstanding goalie that had a really, really good year as the year went on. She had an outstanding year, and Paul does a good job. They've been in the CHA championship game a number of years in a row. They just come up short. I know they've got some outstanding players from the Winnipeg area. I might mispronounce names, so I don't want to try it, but I know they're pretty they're pretty talented up front. So, but again, we for us, let's just go out there and establish our work ethic. Let's go out there and work hard, have fun, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I was going to say their head coach, Paul Flanagan, is the sixth winningest active coach in NCAA women's hockey, seventh all-time with 368 wins.
He's been around a while. He was on the men's side back when I was back in the late 80s. Mm-hmm. But he's been successful wherever he's gone. So it'll be a good test for us.
Definitely.
707-307?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a pregame show 30 minutes prior. Scanny, as always, thanks for joining us. As always, good
My
luck.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you Friday.
Appreciate it.
Jim Scanlon, head coach of the Beaver women's hockey team. Senior defenseman Alexis Joyce joins us when we return. It's the Go Green Mill Coaches Show here on the Beaver Radio Network.
You're listening to the Go Green Mill Coaches Show.
Glass Doctor of Bemidji is locally owned and proudly supports BSU Sports. Glass Doctor is the place to call for all your glass repair and replacement needs. They handle both residential and light commercial glasswork. All of their technicians are trained and certified. Quality workmanship and customer satisfaction is what you can expect from Glass Doctor of Bemidji. Walk-ins welcome or call 759-1289 for an appointment. Located next to Arby's. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Call the Glass Doctor. We'll fix your paint. Yeah.
Every day made better at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. $1,000, that's right. $1,000 is what you'll save with our instant rebate. All hot tubs in stock are on sale and an additional $1,000 off on all High Life models. Get into a hot tub with an Ace saltwater system and make your life much easier and better. Because every day is made better at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. So look for the big duck across from Target.
This Friday night and all day Saturday, the Sanford Center becomes the home of the only stadium-style esporting event in the region. The second annual GigaZone Gaming Championship presented by Paul Bunyan Communications. Watch Northern Minnesota's best League of Legends teams compete for over $4,500 in cash and prizes. You can game too with open console and arcade games. Or get in on other tournaments, including Super Smash Bros., Mario Kart 8, Magic the Gathering, and more. The second annual GigaZone Gaming Championship presented by Paul Bunyan Communications. Get more info at GigaZoneGaming.com.
Are you a Christian looking to align your faith and finances? Then you'll want to check out Thrivent Financial. We're not your typical financial services provider. We're a not-for-profit Fortune 500 organization that helps our nearly 2.4 million members be wise with money. We provide guidance that reflects your values so you can protect what matters most. We help members live generously and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Learn more about the Thrivent story by contacting me, Financial Associate Alan Zutz at 444-0202.
This isn't going to work. No matter what we say, some people still drive drunk. But we're Budweiser. Giving a damn is what we do. So, if you think it's okay to drive drunk, if you think it's something that's debatable, or you just simply don't care, this Bud is not for you. Give a damn. Don't drive drunk. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The school year is here. For custom team clothing, visit Skeeter Stitch in Bemidji. Have your local team, church group, or business looking their best in custom embroidery or screen printing made just for you. Skeeter Stitch also has the hottest new clothing on the shelves for the Beavers, Lumberjacks, and other local teams. Plus, they offer letter jackets and chenille for all area high schools. Visit or call Skeeter Stitch today, just a half a mile west of the Bemidji High School on 5th Street. Visit online SkeeterStitch.com. Skeeter Stitch of Bemidji.
Back to the Go Green Mill Coaches Show.
Welcome back to the Green Mill, Go Green Mill Coaches Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Three games this weekend. Women's hockey will host Syracuse Friday night at 7:07, Saturday afternoon at 3:07. Beaver football on the road at Crookston. All three games here on the Beaver Radio Network online at beaverradionetwork.com. Senior defenseman Alexis Joyce out of Lakeville, Minnesota, our guest here as we wrap up hour number one tonight. AJ, thanks for taking some time out of a busy school week and game week.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Rewind back to when you were recruited here. What intrigued you about BSU?
My family's had a cabin on Cass Lake, which is about 20 minutes away from here for, I think 10 plus years or so, maybe 8 years. We've had it for a while, so I'm pretty familiar with the area and came up here all growing up, and I really wanted to stay in the WCHA, so that was a big plus, and didn't have a lot of options, but Bemidji was one of them, and I came on a visit and came on a few unofficial and liked everything that I saw, and then came on my official, and I had a couple other officials set up after it, and I said, I don't need to go on them. I know this is where I want to go.
If only life were always that easy. What is your major?
Pre-engineering and math.
Ooh, that's ambitious. What do you want to be?
I'd like to become a structural engineer.
I could see that. You seem very much like a thinker. Analytical.
Bridges, roads, buildings, what are we talking?
Bridges or buildings.
Neat.
Probably more buildings, though.
I didn't know that we offered that major here at BSU.
see you learn a little bit more when we have these athletes here. All right, go back to your freshman year. How much has the culture of this program changed since then?
It's changed a lot. Freshman year, you had to earn your right to speak in the locker room, and that was the culture we had, and we have done a complete 180 since my sophomore year even. My sophomore year was totally different than my freshman year. Anyone could speak compared to my freshman year, where you didn't speak unless you were spoken to if you were a freshman. And
wow.
Things are so different now, and it's such night and day. And that was one thing I know Scanlon made a point to change right when he got here, because my freshman year was his first year, so that wasn't his doing, but he changed that right away, and Amber and Shane were all on board with that, and it's just totally different.
How much do you think that's helped the success of this program?
Oh, 100%. If you got my freshman year, you had Emma and I that came in and played right away and earned our spot in the lineup, and if we don't feel comfortable in the locker room, how are we supposed to go out there and perform? Then you got girls coming in this year like Claire DeGeorge, Mac Lange, Paige Beebe, Tina Campa, just coming in and playing right off the bat. And if they feel comfortable to be themselves and be who they want to be around us, that's just going to make them more comfortable with us and make them want to play the game they know how to play.
How impressed are you by the speed of these freshmen that have come in? I know, well, last year, Kiki and Haley, obviously you could notice them right on the ice right away. But this freshman class, they've got a lot of speed, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they do. Coach likes to do some drills where us D are supposed to stand flat-footed and let them come full speed at us, and we're somehow supposed to keep them in front of us like we did today. And they just go right past us, and there's no chance of catching them. They're going to the net, and they're putting it in.
Oh, goodness.
Overall, this league is, without question, the best in the country, top to bottom. What is it like going out on the ice every single week and not having a cupcake ever?
I mean, I personally love it. I love to compete, and I've always been a super competitive person. That's what I think helps me be a good hockey player. And I know so many of the girls are that way, and never having a night off makes you have to go out there and always be in the right mindset. And I think it's better for us personally, just if you go out there and know you have to go every weekend, you don't get an off weekend, because if you think, oh, this is an off weekend, that's when a team's going to sneak up on you. And if you go in with the mindset, oh, we can't take a day off ever, which is what you have to be like in this league, I think it makes you a 100% better team.
I remember when Coach first put you and Eva Nabilic side by side on that blue line together, and I thought, wow, you guys are unstoppable. You were playing alongside a pretty good defenseman. You learned a lot, didn't you, from her?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you thought we were unstoppable, because I didn't think so when I was standing back there. I thought he was crazy for putting me with her, but no, we clicked right away, and there wasn't a lot of yelling or being upset with me, and I think I learned so much from her, and I've been able to pass those lessons on to younger girls now, which is an honor for me, and it's an honor to carry on Eve's legacy by passing on her advice and wisdom.
Well, she blocked a lot of shots. You also learned to block shots from her. How hard is it to take a shot, especially from some of these teams like Minnesota, Wisconsin? They got pretty good slap shots, don't they?
You know, I grew up blocking shots. Our team in high school, first drill of every single solitary practice was the exact same blocking shots drill every day. And our high school team actually broke the record for most blocked shots in a high school game. So it's always been in my nature and something I've always known. So to come in and be able to contribute that to another team, it's amazing. And yeah, there's some stingers. I mean, in the Korea game, a girl takes a slap shot from probably a foot away from me and drills me right in the foot, and I was like, thanks.
I think I remember that moment. I saw you kind of, oh, okay, she's got to shake that off.
Yeah, but it feels, I think it's one of the best feelings in the game to know that as a D, that's one of your main roles, is to help in the D zone and make lock it down in there. And if you're blocking shots, that means your goalie doesn't have to see him, and that means there's no chance they're going in the net.
Coach was talking in the last hour of, I had asked him about goalies in particular, and he says, hey, if a goalie's not working in practice, why would the defenseman even try to block a shot? When you have a Brittany Mowat, an All-American, behind you, how much does she make you play harder and play better?
Oh, 100%. If you let one easy shot through and it somehow sneaks in, she may not let you know, but you'll know deep down, like, oh, I should have done something better, and I need to be better. And Britt will never call you out on it, never say it's your fault, point the finger or anything, but all of us know from the culture that we've formed with our team that that's on you and you need to be better, and you can be better. It's not that hard. You just need to accept, yeah, it might sting a little bit, but it's a bruise. You're not going to break it, hopefully.
Yeah, not going to.
Yeah. It's just something you got to do. It's part of the game and part of being on the team. You got to take a hit to make a play.
It's senior year for you. How special is this group of seniors that you'll graduate with?
Yeah, we're super close. We started with two extras, me, Emma, Riley, and Summer. We started with two extras, Alex Bond and Hannah Paulson, and they've left us over the years, but we've got other girls that got to join our class and couldn't ask for a better group to be graduating with. I live with all of them except for Dieter's and couldn't ask for a better house. We're crazy and nuts, but we all get along and make it work, so I wouldn't want to be here with anyone else.
Oh, you shouldn't have given me that kind of fodder.
Uh-oh.
Who's the neat freak out of the house?
Easy, Riley Fawcett.
I could see that.
Who's the slob?
Oh, Summer, sorry. Summer. You're right. We'll get texts from Riley. Riley's she tries to be subtle, but she's not very subtle. Hey, guys, make sure you do your dishes. They're still sitting in the sink.
She's kind of the mama bear, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. She lets you know when you need to do your dishes.
Who's the best cook?
I would say Emma likes to cook the most. Or she does the most. She'll see something on Pinterest and go and try it every time. She does the most wide range. Yeah, Emma, probably. Okay.
Who's the clown?
The clown?
Who's funny?
Probably me. I just joke around. I don't know. I'm not too serious usually. That's no fun. I usually, like last night, me and two of my basketball friends, we were going to go over and scare Riley. She lives on the top floor, though, so it was kind of hard, but we tried to throw a clown mask on and barge in a room and scare her.
Oh, because of the movie It, right?
Yeah, Riley and I haven't seen it yet. She keeps ditching out on me.
I'm with you, Riley. I won't go to that movie either.
I should go to it because I started reading the book. Borrow the book from a buddy. Seriously, 2 years later, he says, can I have the book back? I was a chapter into it. I just could not get any further than that.
Oh, boy. What was the last movie you saw in the theater?
Riley and I, Annabelle, Riley, Berge, and I went, and that was probably the funniest experience. Riley watched the movie through like a centimeter-wide slot through her fingers because she was so petrified the whole entire time.
Oh, it's a scary one. Yeah.
It was so funny.
I love how you see the humor in your teammate.
She kept switching from my shoulder to Berge's shoulder every 10 minutes who she was grasping onto.
You seem like one that would like Halloween.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, what would be your ideal thing to dress up as?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Whitney Wyvoda and I, we were roommates my sophomore year, and we really, really wanted to buy those blow-up dinosaur costumes. I don't know if you've seen them.
We have one at the radio station.
His name is Timmy.
We really wanted to buy those and wear those to Halloween, but they were like $80 each, so we decided that wasn't worth it.
I might be able to talk Jody into letting you borrow that.
You should tell Jody. I would love it.
Ah, that would be great.
All right, back to the games. There are options now beyond college. Would you like to continue playing, or would you like to go
absolutely.
Build bridges and buildings?
Nope, I'm not ready to be a big kid. I've got the whole rest of my life to go build bridges and buildings. I want to play hockey. All my hockey years I've had school and hockey and this and that, and multiple sports, and just a bunch of stuff to worry about. I want to play hockey for at least a year, if not more, where I can just focus on hockey and enjoy the sport with no other strings attached.
Well, the cool part is that you've got some connections already.
Mm-hmm.
Some of your previous teammates, Hannah Moore was playing over in Sweden. I think she hung up the skates. But Stephanie Anderson's still playing in China for the Canadian Women's Hockey League. Caitlin Tugas is over in Europe somewhere too, isn't she?
Yep, she's playing for Moto.
How closely do you keep in touch with all of them, and have you kind of picked their brains about maybe the future?
Yeah, Steph's one of my closest friends in my entire life, so I talk to her all the time, and She has made comments about how she wants me to go to China next year and play with her. We'll see if that happens. I'd rather see how the league goes first before I make a decision that alters my life with it.
Mm-hmm. That's a big decision.
Exactly. So I'd like to see how that plays out first, and it would make a big difference to me that she was there, because I wouldn't be going into it alone, and she's been through the ropes already. So I want to hear what she has to say about the experience, and if she decides to go back for next year, if she gets invited back for next year. I'd like to see where different leagues go and how they transform. And I haven't heard too much from Tugas, but I've talked to Hannah here and there ever since she's left Bemidji. And if I ever needed contacts in Sweden, I know she's got them. Jess Havel, I know, has them. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty close with Trixie. So I do talk to like a lot of these girls for options, because I do want to keep playing.
I can see that. You are a hardworking hockey player. Over the past 3 years watching you play, hardest person working on the ice and off the ice that I can see.
Thank you.
I have to ask you a somewhat sarcastic but for the most part truthful question. Every interview you have ever given with Kel, you wrap up with, "Thank you, ma'am." Why are you so darn polite?
I don't know if you've ever met, but I know she's met my grandpa, Buddy Sapp, and he's born and raised in Nashville, Tennessee for 40 years. So, and I grew up with him either I lived in his house or was right down the street from his house. And he's technically my grandpa by marriage, a step-grandpa, but he's a grandpa. I mean, he's been in my life since I think I was 9, is when he married my grandma. But he's always said, "Sir, ma'am," and we're taught to be polite, and you respect your elders, and that's always what I've known. So
that is a fabulous way to go through life. So job well done, Grandpa.
Yeah. They're nice people, Buddy and Linda.
Totally.
I love them.
It was Linda's birthday yesterday.
Well, happy belated birthday to Linda.
Happy birthday, Grandma Linda.
Yeah, she's awesome. How, you know, that's one thing I have noticed about this BSU hockey team is how close all the families are. Last year going to you guys had a family gathering over at one of the hotel lobbies, and everybody does potluck and stuff. It's just amazing to see how everybody comes together. This BSU hockey team is like a family, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I think, well, especially high school, at least high school and college, my two teams that I've been on are 100% families, no doubts in my mind. I could go to any one of them for anything, and I know they'll be my lifelong friends and connections. If I ever need a resume, I know I could go right to Coach Scanlon, and he would give me one. Fricklin, Shane, all of them. And I think that's what helps us on the ice, is we care so much about the person to the right and left of us when we're sitting in the locker room or on the bench, that we'll go out there and do anything for them. So I think that's a big, big important thing in our culture, is being a family, not just a team.
Not to put you on the spot,
but she's going to.
I'm going to. One of your teammates, her mom is battling cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Emma Terrace's mom, Pam. Of course, I think about her daily. Great, great lady. How has it been? Emma's such a strong person, isn't she, to have to see her mom go through this and still be able to concentrate on school and hockey?
Oh, absolutely. It's something that a family should never have to go through, a son, a daughter, a husband, a wife. No one should ever have to go through it. And it's the cards they were dealt, and I couldn't find a family that handles it better. You would never guess that they are sick. You would never know that she was struggling when she was struggling. It's always like she's on the up and up, whether she's on the up and up or struggling. You would never, ever, ever know. And I think that's a true testament to their character and the people that they are, because they're not trying to get the pity card. They avoid that at all costs, and it's just about the team. It's never about Pam. It's never about Emma. It's never about their family. It's always about Beaver hockey, and that just shows how great of people they are.
Well, I know I saw on Twitter that your team did a special thing with the bracelets. I know she's been in my prayer chain, and I've passed it on to my friends and family, but again, this BSU Beaver hockey team is a Beaver hockey family.
Oh, absolutely.
It's amazing to see, and it's fun to be a part of.
Yeah, when I found out that she's kind of been having a little difficulties like a week or so ago, Emma decided to take the day off and go home and be there for her mom, and sent her some flowers, and I put a card in there that just said something along the lines of, you know what, Pam, you make us smile every second that we see you, and every time we see you, I hope these can make you smile, because I know that you need it right now. And she just loved them and lost it, and Emma thought, just thought it was the coolest thing. I was like, it's something little for me to do. Like, she does such big things for us and changes our lives. We can try and help her.
Very much.
That doesn't put life into perspective for you.
Certainly does.
AJ, thanks for joining us. Best of luck playing hockey. Best of luck building bridges and buildings.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Alexis thanks, Joyce, you. Our guest tonight. Beaver women's hockey team opens up with Syracuse Friday and Saturday right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
WMIS-FM 92.1 The River.
Welcome back to the Green Mill, Go Green Mill Coaches Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Hour number two, you really need to be here at the Green Mill.
Yes.
We have door prizes that we are giving away.
Mm-hmm.
Included in the door prizes for the next couple of weeks is a set, which is a pair, I should say, of Bemidji State Beaver coasters.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
They're, I seriously saw these coasters and I thought there were like 100 of them in there. No, they're like 10. They are so thick.
They're
made
beautiful.
Out of wood.
Mm-hmm.
They're nice. You could pick them up for yourself. You need to be here, though, at the Green Mill. The second hour here, the Go Green Mill Coaches Show every single Wednesday night.
Yes.
Our thanks to Jim Scanlon and Alexis Joyce for joining us in hour number one. Chet and Beaver women's hockey. Again, Syracuse comes to town this weekend. Both games here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Beavers are all-time 2-0 against Syracuse. First meetings were last year.
The third game of the weekend on the Beaver Radio Network is Beaver football. They will head to Crookston. Battle of the Hubcap. You, Kel, were schmoozing with all the highfalutin alums last weekend.
It was fun. I got to hang out with Brian Leinhart and his wife, Brittany. Brittany DeBoer, maiden name. She played for a couple of years with BSU women's hockey. They were hanging out at the street dance and... Funny story. No, Schultz, you weren't very happy that I didn't get an interview on the sidelines with Brian, but I looked for him. I couldn't find him at the point in time that we needed him, but I ran into him later, and he says, yeah, I would have talked your ear off. Said, I'm fired. nice people. And he's actually, he has hung up the cleats. They are down in the cities. I'm trying to remember where they're at.
Well, he's from Blaine.
Yes, he's got a real job now.
Brian, if you are by chance listening tonight, real jobs stink.
Yeah, but he doesn't miss all the wondering. Yeah,
I can believe that.
You know, that's the tough part of being a pro athlete. If you're not in a contract that's a secure contract and you're still fighting for position, it's a little stressful.
What was the mood like as you were down on the sidelines as the Beavers rattled off those three straight touchdowns to end the first half?
Very exciting. You could feel the energy on the sidelines. The players are all pumped up. The one touchdown by Andrew Lukowski, I was standing right there on the side. I mean, like, watched him run past me. The other one, was it Lundy's grab where his toes were just in the corner of the end zone? That was fantastic. Again, right in front of me. And you could hear the entire, like, sideline erupt. It was, you know, those guys knew what was on the line, jump in the lake, a win against a team from the south. But I think my favorite moment was going down to that fence line towards Lake Bemidji and watching those guys peeling out of their equipment and running towards the lake and jumping in. And what was cool is I've never seen that many fans waiting along the lakeshore for the BSU Beaver football team when they did jump in the lake. It was incredible.
I am not on social media because, well, I don't like it. but I did see something from Gunnar Olszewski last week.
Now you got to find it.
Why can't I find it?
Because it's buried deep, deep within.
Might have been a retweet. Let's hope. When something along the lines of we know what's at stake, we have to win this one for the city.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I followed Gunner.
Brilliant.
I thought I followed Gunner Olszewski.
Well, of course, I can't find it now. But here's a guy from Alvin, Texas, who has made Bemidji his home. Can't believe he's a junior already.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
But it's like this is important to the town. This is important to our fans. Here's a young guy that gets it. Alexis Joyce, who was just here, gets it. Gunner gets it. Thought that was a fantastic observation from a college kid.
I've been following the BSU Beaver coaches on Twitter as well, and it's just, I think what's neat is they are such ambassadors, not just the players, but even some of the young coaches that have come to Bemidji State, like Craig Bagnell, Ryan Olson, I'm trying to think of who else, Rob Ulrich. They are all on social media promoting this team. Obviously, they care a lot about these players because they're coaching them, but just I think there's just a different energy about Beaver football than I've ever seen before in years past. They're just out there. I mean, you know, to let the world know, hey, here's the Beavers, this is what we are, you know, grind the axe, et cetera, et cetera. But you're right. I mean, to see that a guy like Gunner Olszewski, who's not even from here, care enough about this community to know that this jumping in the lake is meaningful to everybody, not just, you know, football fans, but to the community in general.
Well, and let's not kid ourselves. It's fun, too.
It is fun. Although it's kind of cold. We did ask
Well, he's from California.
Andrew Lukowski about it. And, of course, he was one of the last guys to get out of the lake because his buddy needed a picture of all of them. it was cool talking to Andrew and then his dad coming up to me afterwards and said, thanks for everything you guys do. I was kind of floored, but, I mean, they're from California. I'm sure they've got family that tune in to hear the broadcast that can't be here in Bemidji. It's pretty neat.
Minnesota Crookston. Last year, the Beavers scored 76 on them.
Oof.
Do I need to remind the fans about what happened in Crookston 4 years ago in the Mud Bowl?
You should.
I had no idea who had the ball anymore because I couldn't see even what color the uniform was. Beavers lost at Crookston four years ago. Crookston is struggling in the win column, but from everything that I read, see, and hear, they have some players that just don't have enough of them. Chances are they're going to beat somebody this year. You certainly hope it's not the Beavers this weekend.
We hope not.
Hope it's the other Beavers later on in the season when they play Minot. Our Benusa pregame show begins at 12:30. Beaver football kickoff Saturday at 1. Ed Whitseth Field? No, I'm drawing a blank what the name of their field is. Right there next to Highway 2. Please certainly drive over to Crookston on Saturday.
Whitseth Field. I've got it in my notes.
Short drive.
Mm-hmm.
Beaver fans haven't traveled very well to Crookston. I don't know why. It's the closest game there is other than a game at the Chet.
Yeah, that's hard to believe.
Get on the road this Saturday. Go cheer on the Beavs. You may just outnumber the Crookston fans that are there. How cool would that be?
That would be cool.
Beavs have a home game on the road.
I found it. We know what's at stake. We need to get a win for this town. Gunner Olszewski. That was from Highlights of Media Day. Mm-hmm. He actually, they've got the video on BSU Beavers FB football Twitter. And they've actually got the audio on here, too, with the video.
Gunner, attaboy.
Nice.
We will take a break. We're going to give some door prizes away here at the Green Mill. You should be here. These BSU Beaver coasters we're giving away. Plus tickets to the Doobie Brothers. How the heck can you go wrong?
Get here, my friends. It's the Go Green Mill Coaches Show on the Beaver Radio Network.
When it comes to security, folks around here say,
nobody's around.
But thieves say,
nobody's around.
A check in the mail is exposed and accessible all day long. Digital payments are secure, fast, and easy. Try ePay from Ottertail Power Company. It's free and available online from wherever you are, even if it's in the middle of nowhere. Visit otpco.com/ePay.
Green Mill presents Really, Really Deep Thoughts with Paul and John.
John, Mom always said, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. I say, when life gives you thick, juicy tomato sauce, real cheese, and piles of fresh ingredients, make a Green Mill deep dish style pizza and say, thanks, life.
Now that's some mouth-watering wisdom, Paul. Green Mill deep dish pizza, inspiring deep thoughts for over 40 years.
Green Mill pizza, pasta, beer and wings,
and legendary deep dish pizza.
We'll see you at the mill.
Ice Castle Fish Houses are the leader in camping on the ice. And Corners Sports has many to choose from. Come into Corners Sports and check out all the models in stock. They offer great financing and customer service that will keep you camping and fishing all year long. So hurry into Corners Sports for a great deal on a new Ice Castle Fish House. Corners Sports, 1.5 miles north of the airport in Bemidji. See them on the web, cornersports.us.
An athlete living in your home, you know you need a good fridge to hold all the food, a microwave to heat it up quick, a dishwasher to stash the dishes, and most important, a heavy-duty washer and dryer to wash those not-so-pleasant-smelling jerseys. Hi, this is Becky from Benusa. Come see why Benusa does it better. Benusa Appliance Sales and Service, now located just behind Sanford Walk-In Clinic on Minn Kota Avenue.
You're gonna love getting used to Benusa.
Hi, Dan the Chevy Man here from Donlinger GM in Bemidji. You want tough trucks? We've got them. How about the Chevy Silverado half ton, three quarter ton, and one ton? How about the GMC Sierra half ton, three quarter ton, and one ton? And if that's not enough, how about the Chevy Colorado or GMC Canyon, the hottest midsize trucks on the market? So if you're thinking trucks, look no further than Donlinger GM, home of the tough trucks. Check us out online at DonlingerBemidji.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Holding, number 79, defense, first down. I'm also holding a party tonight.
Great call by the official. Looks like we've got another flag on the field.
Holding, a Pepsi. Necessary refreshment.
Hey, Ted, bring some of that Pepsi to my party.
Pepsi and the NFL. Welcome to the Fun Doesn't End Zone.
Back to the Go Green Mill Coaches Show.
Welcome back to the Green Mill Go Green Mill Coaches Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Got a bunch of happy winners here.
Yeah, that was very cool.
You need to be here, my friends. Green Mill every Wednesday night. Go Green Mill Coaches Show from 6 till 8. They have great food.
Yeah, they do.
Cold beverages.
Yes, they do.
Well, unless the beverage you want is not cold, then they have that too.
Yeah, like a glass of red wine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That goes really well with their pastas, by the way. I had their roasted garden spaghetti. Oh, it's fantastic. I love sun-dried tomatoes and asparagus. I know you're not a big fan of asparagus, but it's good stuff.
Okay, moms that are listening, do not cook asparagus to baby food consistency and then make your kids eat it because they're not going to want to eat asparagus ever again.
Yeah, that was Brian's mom.
Beaver soccer team is off to a program best 7-0 start to the season. They, in seven games, have given up one goal.
Yes.
Oddly enough, there are two teams in the country that haven't allowed any goals. Beavers are third right now in goals allowed at one.
It's unreal.
Beavers were overtime 1-0 winners last Friday in Bismarck.
That was a goal scored by a freshman, Allie Smith, who I had the chance of interviewing this week. You can catch that on our Beaver Radio Network website coming up this week.
Should be up tomorrow. Then the Beavers were 1-0 winners on Sunday. They went over Minot State.
Yes.
Minot won the league a year ago, hosted the semifinals and finals.
Mm-hmm.
The Beavers beat them.
Yeah, that's huge.
I don't want to put the cart before the horse. But the number one team in the regular season standings gets to host. How cool would that be at the Chet?
Well,
here
they
in
did,
November.
They did host.
I'm talking to hosting the whole darn thing.
Oh, the whole darn thing. That would be cool. That would be very cool.
Cart, horse, Schultze.
Yes, I know.
They go on the road this weekend, play at CSP and at Minnesota State Mankato.
Two teams that are pretty darn good.
I don't ever recall a year in which Winona or MSU Mankato wasn't the preseason pick that the Beavers beat them.
Mm-hmm.
And those two have been pretty much the preseason picks for the last half a decade.
Yeah, because BSU was picked third this year to finish.
So obviously an important one on Sunday, but you can't look past CSP on Friday.
No. BSU right now number one in the conference. One of those two teams is 3 and the other one is 5. I think CSP is 5.
Would be a major feather in their cap if they came back with two more W's.
Mm-hmm.
They get one game at a time, but they certainly have played well defensively. They've gotten enough goal scoring. Question is, can they sustain this number of minutes for their stud players?
Well, and for fans, you will have to wait until October 8th for the next home game. That is against Moorhead. It is a Sunday. And then again on the 14th and 15th when they host Wayne State and Augustana. Go watch this Beaver soccer team. They are incredible. I've never seen anything like it. Their defense is fantastic. Miranda Famstead, as we broadcast their game a week ago, she is the quarterback of that defense. And she's a defender, not the goalie. Fantastic.
Good luck to Coach Stone and the Beavers this weekend as they, again, head on the road to CSP and to Mankato. Beaver volleyball team is on the road this weekend, then back at home on Tuesday. The Tuesday match with St. Cloud we will broadcast here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Schultz's got that one. I leave Wednesday.
I have some new names to memorize.
For Potsdam.
no longer can I say Yost on the kill, Tronic on the kill. It's, they don't have any seniors.
No.
They have a handful of players returning, but it is such a new roster for Coach Kevin Ulmer.
Couple of junior transfers, including Sammy Leach, who's contributed already this season.
You went to the match on Friday with Southwest.
That was incredible. Southwest was ranked number one in the country.
I hate to say that the team still is resigned to moral victories, but
that,
as young as they are and as good as the league is, it's going to be a couple of years yet before they can not be satisfied with moral victories.
That third set?
It's okay. 25-22.
Well, and it wasn't
against
just
the number one team in the country.
It wasn't just that. Okay, they played pretty good in the first and second set, despite losing by a little bit. That third set, they went back and forth. They had the lead tied 12 different times. And it was tied 22-22, and unfortunately,
the number one team in the country is going to finish it.
Yeah, and they did. But it was, I mean, to me, it was the most fun I've had watching volleyball, is that third set.
Certainly invite you out there on Tuesday. If you cannot make it, we'll have it for you here on the Beaver Radio Network. And just Biss and me next Wednesday, because Kel's already going to be on an aeroplane out to New York.
Beavers will be heading on the road to take on the past defending national champion, Clarkson Golden Knights. They will be unraveling their banner, their national title, after beating Wisconsin. It'll be cool to see what the Beavers can do against Clarkson. They're number one right now in the country. Behind them, Wisconsin, Minnesota. The usual suspects, Duluth and Fifth.
It's early. Go stun them.
Yes.
So that is coming up here next week. We will take a break and come back and quickly talk about the Vikings, who in 3 weeks may have too many quarterbacks on their roster. And we'll talk about the Twins, who hopefully by tonight will have made it to the playoffs. That's when we return the Go Green Mill Coaches Show right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
The Taco Blitz at Taco John's is your ticket to the year's biggest football game and other super prizes. Team a crispy or soft shell taco with one of four burritos, plus your choice of 20-ounce fountain beverage. But wait, it gets bigger, because with each Taco Blitz, you get a chance to win awesome prizes, like gift cards and two tickets to the big game in Minneapolis on February 4th. Get the Taco Blitz. Crush hunger. Win big. For a limited time, only at Taco John's.
You can see a neighbor for years without really knowing them. So allow us to reintroduce ourselves. We are a local business. We are owned by our employees. And this year, we're celebrating serving this great neighborhood for 120 years. You might say we're woven into the fabric of Bemidji, like a warm, comfortable blanket. First National Bank Bemidji, a partnership for generations. Member FDIC.
Holding, number 79, defense, first down. I'm also holding a party tonight.
Great call by the official. Looks like we've got another flag on the field.
Holding, a Pepsi. Necessary refreshment.
Hey, Ted, bring some of that Pepsi to my party.
Pepsi and the NFL. Welcome to the Fun Doesn't End Zone.
If you have an athlete living in your home, you know you need a good fridge to hold all the food, a microwave to heat it up quick, a dishwasher to stash the dishes, and most important, a heavy-duty washer and dryer to wash those not-so-pleasant-smelling jerseys. Hi, this is Becky from Benusa. Pemsi Y, Benusa does it better. Benusa Appliance Sales and Service, now located just behind Sanford Walk-In Clinic on Minn Kota Avenue.
You're gonna love getting used to Benusa.
I'm the neighbor with the orange tractor. I plant, grow, harvest, haul, and feed. Caring for the land is a responsibility we all share out here. For our families, for us all. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with zero down and 0% financing for up to 60 months. Now through September 30, 2017, see Acme Tools for details about costs and terms. See the full line of Kubota at Acme Tools, Highways 2 and 71 North, Bemidji.
Green Mill presents Really, Really Deep Thoughts with Paul and John.
John, Mom always said, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. I say, when life gives you thick, juicy tomato sauce, real cheese, and piles of fresh ingredients, make a Green Mill deep dish style pizza and say, thanks, life.
Now that's some mouth-watering wisdom, Paul. Green Mill deep dish pizza, inspiring deep thoughts for over 40 years.
Green Mill pizza, pasta, beer and wings.
And legendary deep dish pizza.
We'll see you at the mill.
Back to the Go Green Mill Coaches Show.
Welcome back to the Green Mill. Go Green Mill Coaches Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Schulte and Kell tonight. Biss is under the weather.
He'll be back next week.
He will. You may have noticed a slight shift in our number two format of this show, but yeah. You need to be here because we've been having a lot of fun giving away stuff here during
people were so excited.
Breaks and during the music here that you heard on the radio, so. Certainly invite you down to the Green Mill every single Wednesday night from 6 until 8. The Twins are losing tonight 2-0, did I see?
Yes.
To Cleveland. Twins' magic number is 1.
They need to win.
So a Twins win tonight, tomorrow night, Friday night, Saturday, or Sunday, Twins are in the playoffs.
They only
need
to win.
Doesn't matter what anybody else does.
Wow, cool.
Or they need the Angels to lose once. Before Sunday.
How are the Angels doing?
They play later.
That's right. They're out on the West
Coast. So losing tonight wouldn't be the end of the world for the Twins. You certainly want to go into the playoffs not stinking up the joint. I will admit something that I haven't watched a single Twins game all year.
I watched some earlier games. You're a Brewers fan.
I'm from Milwaukee. The Brewers are just as surprising as the Twins are this year. Neither one of these teams was supposed to be worth a darn, and here they're both
itching
playing
for the playoffs.
Meaningful games the last week of the regular season. This is why, as a kid, I grew to love baseball.
Oh, I love baseball.
And it makes it that much better now that there are three divisions instead of two.
Well, this is my favorite time of the year, is when teams are fighting it out. The final week of the regular season.
The purists hated the wild card.
I was a bit of a purist when it started. Now I absolutely love the second wild card because you've got so many teams that are in it that wouldn't have been in it.
And then they get to play a playoff.
They get to play one. Okay, the Twins are trying for one more win this week so that they get to go play the Yankees in a one-game shot.
Yeah, I think that's
cool. And then that winner will go and play Cleveland.
I think that's great because anybody can win in that one game. You've seen it all season long. 4- and 3-game series, team split, or, you know, the underdog comes away with a sweep. Anything's possible in Major League Baseball. That's what I love about baseball. I mean, yeah, the season is incredibly long, but that just...
So says the wife that's had to deal with me watching games every night.
Yeah, and who's watched a lot of games with you?
You.
Yeah. I actually have grown to love the Milwaukee Brewers, especially after what they did today. You showed me that email.
Three of their studs each bought 2,500 tickets for the finale tomorrow afternoon.
Ryan Braun being one of them who's taking a lot of heat.
Giving away those tickets.
I know. That is so cool.
That is a neat gesture. I like it.
That's Major League Baseball.
The Twins are, it's a foregone conclusion that either they're going to win once or the Angels are going to lose once. They're going to be in.
Yeah.
Then that's going to settle the American League. The National League. Colorado right now is the second wild card spot. Milwaukee is 2 games back pending today. Colorado already won today. Was 1.5 going into the day. And St. Louis is 3 back.
Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee plays St. Louis Friday, Saturday, Sunday to wrap up the regular season.
Wow.
I forget who Colorado has. You know, and that wild card winner, woohoo, we get to go play the Dodgers, who for most of the season
haven't lost many.
We're on pace to win 116 games out of 162.
That's insane.
They fell into the toilet here
as
in the
late
last month, but
yeah.
I would take that in a heartbeat if I were a Twins fan, if I were a Brewer fan, heck, even a Colorado fan, a St. Louis fan. None of those teams were really talked about prior to the season. It was all the Cubs and the Dodgers and...
Everybody always talks about the Yankees.
Look at what Cleveland did this year, winning 22 straight.
I know.
This is what makes baseball so much fun this time of year.
One of my other favorite baseball stories came about on Monday. I know you're not a Cubs fan or a Cardinals fan, but the coolest thing happened during gameplay. Not really a cool thing, though, if you're the fan who got his nachos spilled all over the foul territory. But Addison Russell goes in trying to catch a foul ball, lands in this guy's lap. Nachos go everywhere.
Cheese.
Everywhere. Yeah. And a couple of minutes later, after apologizing to the guy, Addison Russell of the Cubs comes back to this Cardinals fan and hands him a brand new plate of nachos. And then the Cardinals fan
took a selfie with them.
So who's now his favorite new player? I'm sure he's still a Cardinals fan, but he sure has a lot of respect for Addison Russell. That was classy. That's why I like baseball. Baseball is just a classy, classy sport. Like hockey. I love hockey. Oh,
classy when the playoff series ends and you go shake everybody's hands.
Exactly.
Part of that, you want to knock all their teeth out.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of shaking hands, that was cool when the Major League Baseball did that one Sunday. Was it? Not Sunday. That one game where they shook hands after. Because they don't do that in baseball.
That was like a month ago.
I know. That was cool. Again, way to go baseball.
Vikings continue to have quarterback questions. The news came out this week that Teddy Bridgewater will be ready to go in 3 weeks.
Oh, cool.
So at that point, they expect to have Sam Bradford back. I almost said Sam Ponder. That's his wife, for one thing, Samantha Ponder. And no,
Christian Ponder doesn't play with us anymore.
They expect to have him back. He didn't practice this week yet.
Did they? It was kind of a mystery injury, have they even said?
He's had bad knees, so that's been part of the problem. Is he went to a knee surgeon, and the knee surgeon took a look at it and says, you don't need surgery again. So they're hoping that they can get him back. Big game with Detroit this week.
Oh, it's huge.
We're into NFC North battles with Bears, Packers tomorrow night, Lions, Vikings on Sunday.
That reminds me, I need to make my picks in Steve-O's Pick'em League.
Get your picks in, my friends, before tomorrow night's game.
Go to WMISFM.com.
That is it for tonight.
It was fun. It went by fast.
Our thanks to Jim Scanlon, head women's hockey coach at BSU, for joining us. Thanks to Alexis Joyce for joining us. Thank you for joining us. You need to join us here at the Green Mill next Wednesday night. We've got cool door prizes to be given away, and I think we're going to chat Beaver volleyball with Coach Ulmer next Wednesday.
That's a good idea.
Well, they practiced last year starting at 6, so he could never be on the show. Guy's been on the staff for over a year, and he has never been on this show because he's always had practice.
I think he'd be happy to talk about this year's team.
He will certainly be featured next Tuesday, as we've got that match for you. With St. Cloud on Tuesday. Before that, three games this weekend: women's hockey against Syracuse, football against Crookston. Info online at BeaverRadioNetwork.com. Thanks for joining us. We're back next Wednesday right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Go Beavers!